You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
When we see what the Lord has done in our lives, we can't just stop thanking and praising Him. We can't stop mentioning His name, for it is He has brought us this far. We are the sheep of His pasture, and by His mercies we see each new day. Great is His faithfulness. Today we are here to pray, Jesus, my deliverer. We should remember our monthly theme, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Jesus brings us deliverance, and through us He brings deliverance to others. Today our prayer is centered on standing at the prison doors. We see in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1d, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. A better encounter, we've been looking at the Lord through us bringing deliverance to others. And yesterday at Blessed Monday, we focused on Isaiah 61 1d, and then we saw or we learned about the Lord through us bringing deliverance to others, the opening of the prison doors to them that are bound, even those that the prison doors have been opened, and yet out of fear or other reasons still being bound therein. Today we are standing at the prison doors, that is to say, we are helping the prisoners come out, and not just abandoning them and leaving them to their fate. That, okay, the prison doors have been opened, you've been told the message, that is it, it's up to you to step out. But no, this time we are standing at the prison doors helping prisoners to come out, those who are in fear, encouraging them, holding their hands, walking with them out of the prison doors. It could be a habit, it could be some form of challenge, it could be a financial challenge, it could be a mindset issue, whatever it is that is holding the believer bound, the Lord through us, as we walk with them, mentoring them, discipling them, leading them, holding their hands through counsel, discipleship, constantly, not a one-day event, but day by day, whether in their capacity as coordinators or some leaders or as mentors or whichever way or by whichever relationship that the Lord has provided us with, helping them to walk out of the prison doors. One time in the discussion, a question was asked that, so our sisters on the street, if you speak to them, what next do you do? Because that person goes back to that same occupation which they had. So it's like providing jobs, counsel through provision of resources. There are limitless possibilities that the Lord, by His grace, helps us to help individuals. Sometimes helping the person get a job or establishing them in some form of work with supervision and monitoring that keeps them dutiful, to build new habits that will override those old habits even after they have repented from those habits. Ministers sometimes stand right at the prison doors of people's lives through counsel, as I said, altar calls, deliverance sessions, ongoing discipleship. Sometimes you tell the colleague that we are going through 1 week fasting and prayer. It's not because of you, but to help that person. And it pays. There are results. We must not give up. We must not give up. Interceding for them. We take it down. We just share the word. They've received it, given their lives to Christ, and then that is it. Sometimes you take it upon yourself to constantly intercede upon them. You write down their names, put them on your prayer list, and constantly you intercede for them. Some of us would not be here if there aren't people who were constantly interceding for us. Some of us, our big sisters, sometimes our mothers, parents, friends, school seniors. But people who took it upon themselves to stand at the prison doors, not just open the door to altar call and just leaving, but standing there, helping us step by step to walk out of the prison doors. The Lord Jesus used us as agents. From this day, from the revelations we've had from Anointed Tuesday, that as he has anointed and or empowered us by the Holy Spirit, he grants us the grace to help people standing at the prison doors, to help them walk out of prison doors in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We see in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6, it's not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. You see, most of the time, when we want job opportunity or some business contract, oh, let's go into fasting and prayer. When was the last time you fasted and prayed to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens of a brother or sister, to let the oppressed go free? Have you fasted and prayed before for a soul who is chained in alcoholism? Or who's chained in some form of sin or predicament or difficulty or the other. But we feel self-motivated that, oh, Lord, I want a house. Yes, and then that one, even if it's 60 days fasting and prayer, yes, we are willing to go into it. The Lord help us as he shows us the perspective, kingdom perspective. You have to approach these things with a kingdom perspective, that we are part of a kingdom. We are members or citizens of a kingdom, and it is our responsibility to ensure that our brothers and sisters in the kingdom are doing well in terms of their walk with the Lord. We are praying, Father in heaven, give me grace in fasting and intercession to break yokes, undo heavy burdens in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. To undo heavy burdens, in the name of Jesus, the grace to fast and pray, the grace to intercede, in the name of Jesus, the grace. We see in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 6a, and ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. To be called a minister comes with responsibility. It is downwards after Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God goes on. Then at the verse 6, and ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. After Christ Jesus has liberated us, he empowers us by his Holy Spirit to liberate others. But it is work. It is not talk. It is work. It is sacrifice. We are praying, Father in heaven, let my priestly role be evident in how I help people transition from bondage to liberty in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Never to give up. Help me, Lord. Never to give up, but to take on my priestly role and be responsible. Never to give up, Lord. Never to give up. Let my priestly role be evident in how I help people transition from bondage to liberty. In Jesus' name, let it be evident in our lives how we help others to transition from bondage to liberty. From bondage to liberty. Helping others transition from bondage to liberty in the name of Jesus. Shabarabaya kabarabaya ndere yebedebe yaba rababaya ndodododo yebedebe yebedebe yakabarabaya ndere yebe rababaya ndere yebedebe yakabaraba shabarabaya ndere yebedebe yabaraba rababaya barabaya ndere yebedebe yakabaraba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our last prayer, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, let thou also be tempted. We are praying, Father in heaven, use me to restore the fallen with meekness, helping them walk out of their prisons into restoration in Jesus' name. And as you do this, to preserve me too as well. Help me to restore the fallen with meekness, helping them walk out of their prisons into restoration in Jesus' name. And as you use me to do so, preserve me to lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. The prayer is on your screens. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Kabaya de 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 be de be ya kabaraba. Rababaya de de be de be ya kaba. Shebe de be ya zondo do 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 de be de be ya baraba. Maya de de be de be ya kaba. Use me to restore the fallen with meekness, helping them walk out of their prisons into restoration. In Jesus' name, ma de kebe. Shebe de be ya. Rababaya de de be de. Maya do 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 de be. Shabarabaya ndere ebere beya kabaraba Rababaya ndere ebere beya sandere ebe Rebe beya barabaya ndorororori yabaraba Maya ndere ebere beya kabaraba Shebere beya maya ndere ebe Yabarabaya ndorororori yabaraba. In the mighty name of Jesus, this day, I invite you to give your life to Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus wants to use you as a vessel of change, as a vessel which brings deliverance to others, as a vessel standing by the prison gates of another person, and that through you, the Lord will bring deliverance to them. But first of all, you yourself, you need to surrender your life to Christ Jesus. Maybe things are not going well in the family, and you are trusting that things will work out. It's not money that can do everything. Money may be a defense, but there are many instances where money cannot save your family. Education cannot save your family. There are educated professors who ended up their lives with suicide. And so it is not about education or class or status or in society, or it's not about those things. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, judgment. And only Jesus can bring true liberation. Scripture says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Only Jesus can bring true liberation to your soul and to that of those around you. And so today I want you to pray from your heart. Just say this short prayer after me, praying from your heart with all honesty, and the Lord Jesus will hear, and so it shall be. So let's pray. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your provision of salvation for mankind. Today, I submit myself to your authority. Please forgive me of my sins. For Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I'm fallen. And having death as my judgment. But today, I submit myself to authority, asking that please come into my heart. Live through me, Lord. Make me your vessel. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace, Lord, to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for all he has done. And all he has graced us to do in this time of prayer. Lift your voice, somebody, and let's sing this song unto the Lord. Oh, holy, holy is the Lord God Most High. We bow. Service, contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.